wanted to have a conversation with Michael Taylor. Michael is the publisher of South Suburban News. But Michael, how many newspapers do you publish in our area?
Well, actually, Lisa, you guys, I just want to compliment you on a great show. I always listen and am always inspired by great journalism. So I got to say that first before I get started. We have 14 different publications throughout the Chicago and Southland area with the South Suburban News, Chicago Gospel Tribune, and Chicago Skyway as some of our leading publications around the Chicago area.
And you have focused on this issue in the past, and you are now pledging in 2023 to keep the focus on missing women, especially Black women and girls from the south side of Chicago, all throughout Chicago's south area. Can you tell us about what we're facing right now and what those numbers look like?
Well, the numbers are breathtakingly sad, Lisa, because we have found that throughout the first of all, you want to say that there's over 300,000 missing women across America. And even today, over the last past week in the city of Chicago, there are like six cases that just popped up. And I'm putting some names with some of these faces. Miracle Brownlee, 16, last seen on South Low Avenue in West Pullman, a neighborhood, was missing as of 01/25/23. We've got Nicole Marquez, 14 years old, last seen on South Harmon Avenue in Ashburn neighborhood. She's missing. And then we get to Navi Fleming. She's only 14 years old. She was last seen East 108th Street. She's originally from the Country Club Hills area. As we begin to talk about the high rate of African-American women missing, I begin to get astonished at just how many are missing. But my whole goal is to put a spotlight on this, which I don't even know what to classify it as. We want to bring all these women home. We want to bring closure to these families. Someone is looking for a wife, a daughter, you know, an auntie, a grandmother. And it's something that we all need to be looking at and doing our part. What we have found when it comes to African-American women and young women especially, that there seems to be a different thing that happens, meaning that they're not getting the media attention as some of the Caucasian women. We're not pushing as hard for some reason to bring them home. We need to do more of that. We need to count on major media like WGN and some of the other major media to sound the alarm when these cases pop up, Lisa.
I see it. If it's a white blonde cheerleader from a suburb of some big city, the whole city becomes engrossed in that case. They talk about it. When it's a Black girl from the south side of Chicago, I see a little picture in the paper, a few mentions, that's about it.
Well, we have to do more, and we're all Americans, and when someone goes missing, I don't care where they are, I care. I have a daughter, I have a wife, I have all type of women in my community, Black, white, brown, I don't care what color they are. We have to be about the business and using whatever platform we have. Even the people at home, the younger people now that have social media, they even have a part to play. I don't know how old you are, Lisa, but I didn't grow up with the social media, but I'm astonished at how useful it can be. What better way to use Facebook and Twitter and some of these things than to try to shine a spotlight? We all can play a part in bringing these young women home, or at least finding some closure for some of the families. We have cases, the cold cases are what bother me, because there are thousands upon thousands of cases that are, nothing's happening with these cases, Lisa. Nothing.
Michael Taylor is a publisher of the South Suburban News and so many other publications. Michael, I saw something on the ID channel probably a year and a half ago or something, and we had someone on about the perception that maybe there was a serial killer on the south side of young Black women or women who are in the sex trade. And there was some discussion about that around Washington Park, but like everything else, that kind of fades away. Has that ever been on your radar?
I believe that that is on my radar. I believe when we looked at some of these cases, some we can't talk about, but I do believe that if these cases were ever thoroughly investigated and the manpower were put into these cases, I think that it would yield things like that, a serial rapist or just people that are pedophiles, all type of things, sex trafficking. I think all these things come into play, especially when we don't have any answers. We've got over 100,000 African-American women missing every year. Where are these women?
Right.
Where are they? How are they just vanishing? And we're not finding these people. Where are they? And I'm not going to stop with every breath that we have. We're calling on our friends. We're calling on our legislators, our governor, everybody, the next door neighbor. We need to get upset. We're planning a march really soon. We're going to be marching around some of the courthouses. We're going to be marching at the Cook County Sheriff's Office. We're going to go everywhere we can go and try to bring some closure to the families of the cold cases and also let these people know that somebody cares. I talked to several families when we put together our articles. They're heartbroken.
Right.
Someone's daughter left their house to go to Walmart and then go over to a little shopping, and they never returned. They never got a phone call.
And somebody has to know something. That's the bottom line.
Exactly.
Appreciate what
yes.
you do, Michael. He is the publisher of the South Suburban News, and I'm in your corner. So however I can help you, let me know, okay?
Lisa, I think you already did. Thank you for your help.
Steve's news is coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.
WGN.